Title: The Effects of Tax Reform on Private Equity. Content: On December 22, 2017, President Trump signed into law the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, TCJA, the most extensive overhaul of the United States tax regime in over 30 years. The new tax law will have a significant impact upon individual taxpayers in all income tax brackets, all businesses, and every sector of the economy, including private equity. This alert provides a brief summary of some of the provisions that are likely to impact private equity, both at a fund level and the portfolio company level, and provides some insight in terms of what private equity professionals should consider in their tax structuring going forward. Fund level considerations carried interest. The TCJA now imposes a 3-year holding period order to qualify for long-term capital gains rates with respect to profits interests held in connection with the performance of services in the business of raising or returning capital, investing in stocks or securities, or developing such assets. This 3-year holding period applies with respect to both the applicable partnership interest upon sale of the interest, and with respect to assets held by the partnership to the extent gain allocated to a partner with respect an applicable partnership interests is attributable to the sales of such assets. This limitation likely will capture most private equity promote interests. Such interests held for 3 years or less would be subject to tax at the highest ordinary income rate, which would be 37%. Although most promote interests and most portfolio interests are held for longer than 3 years, and thus should not be impacted by this change, capital gains in respect of a portfolio investment disposed of within the first 3 years of a fund's life would be subject to these limitations, as would capital gains in respect of the sale of an applicable partnership interest within 3 years of acquiring such interest. 20% deduction with respect to pass-through business income. The TCJA adds a new deduction for non-corporate taxpayers of 20% of such taxpayers' share of domestic qualified business income from pass-through entities, e.g., partnerships, S-corporations, sole proprietorships, etc. The deduction is limited to the greater of 50% of the W-2 wages of the business or 25% of the W-2 wages of the business plus 2.5% of the initial asset basis of the tangible assets of the business. This favorable deduction will increase the incentive to structure funds using pass-through entities and to limit blocker structures to foreign and tax-exempt investors. Corporate income tax rate. Corporate income tax rates have been reduced from 35% to 21%. This favorable rate reduction significantly increases the after-tax return to foreign and tax-exempt investors of investing through blocker corporations. As a consequence, these types of investors can be expected to find private equity investments increasingly attractive. Portfolio investment considerations general. The TCJA is very business-friendly and will benefit portfolio companies in many ways, including the reduction of corporate and individual tax rates and the ability to immediately expense certain assets, among others. Pass-through deductions. As discussed above, the TCJA adds a new deduction for non-corporate taxpayers of 20% of such taxpayers' share of domestic qualified business income from pass-through entities, e.g., partnerships, S-corporations, sole proprietorships, etc. The deduction is limited to a percentage of wages and/or asset basis, and as such, the benefit of this deduction and the new lower tax rates will primarily benefit businesses with large payrolls relative to profits and businesses that make large capital expenditures in depreciable property. To the extent these types of businesses can be held in a pass-through structure, i.e., through a partnership or LLC taxed as a partnership, these types of businesses will become inherently more valuable. 100% expensing creates built-in tax shield. The TCJA permits 100% expensing of certain depreciable property acquired and placed in service by a trade or business, including active business assets acquired in an asset sale and, presumably, in a transaction with a Section 338 election. Thus, the new rule will allow 100% expensing of the purchase price allocated to tangible assets, creating an immediate tax shield for businesses with meaningful tangible assets. Interest to due.